Hey friends! Before we start the show, we want to give a quick shout out to a few members of our Patreon familia.
That's right! We want to send out a big hola to Evie and Sofia and their caballos, or their horses, Raquel y Caterina. Hola amigos y hola caballos! Sofia, it's been so wonderful spending time with you in our virtual Spanish lessons. And Evie, it was really special when you popped in for a few lessons too. It's so amazing that you both have your own caballos. That's a really special relationship between a human y un caballo. And it's really great that you all get to experience that beautiful connection and friendship. Thank you all so much for your love and support. And please tell your caballos that Evan and I say hola.
We also want to give a shout out to Fox and Yuki. Hola, amigos. Fox, we heard you love to listen to Eat Your Spanish before going to sleep. It makes us so happy that our show makes you feel nice and cozy and safe before bedtime. I wonder if you've ever listened to an episode of Eat Your Spanish and then had a dream about it. That would be so funny if Mrs. Elephant and Mr. Mouse ever popped up in your dreams. I bet they would be really, really funny. Well, Fox and Yuki, thank you so much for being such wonderful nighttime listeners of our show. And we hope you have una buena noche, or a good night.
And thanks again to everyone in our Patreon familia. Your support directly funds our work on this show, and we honestly couldn't do it without you all. For anyone who'd like to join and help keep our program going, you can find our Patreon at www.patreon.com/eatyourspanish, or click on the link in the podcast description. Now on with the show.
Hello, friends.
Hola, amigos.
How are you?
¿Cómo están?
I'm so happy.
Estoy feliz.
To be with you.
A estar contigo.
Are you hungry?
Tienen hambre.
To sing and play.
A cantar y jugar.
'Cause on our menu.
Porque en el menu
es Spanish to be. Everybody sing.
Spinach? No, I said Spanish.
Okay. Eat your spinach with us today.
Eat your spinach!
With Evan.
And Vanessa.
Hola, amigos. Me llamo Evan.
Y yo me llamo Vanessa. Welcome to the review episode for Lesson 6 of Season 3. Or Lesson 6 of Season 3, which was our very special episode called Sleep Your Spanish.
Today we're going to review all of the sleep-related words that we learned last week, and then we're going to play a fun game together.
And then after the fun Spanish game, we'll give one special listener the chance to ask us a question about how to say a word or phrase in Spanish. But first, it's time for a little review of our words from last week.
¿Listo, amigos? Are you ready, friends? Here we go.
Spanish review time!
All right, now it's time to take a look back at our lesson from last week. Evan, rewind the tape. Let's start off by learning how to say goodnight. To say goodnight, we say buenas noches. So repeat after me in your most gentle, peaceful voice. Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
Muy bien, amigos. Now you can say goodnight to your familia in español. Let's keep going, amigos. It's time to learn the Spanish word for bed, which is la cama. So repeat after me in a nice, gentle voice. La cama.
La cama.
La cama.
La cama.
Great work, amigos. La cama is the bed. Are you all laying down on la cama right now? you are, I bet you're nice and cozy. And I also imagine that you have a few things on the bed with you, like a pillow and a blanket. How about we learn those two words together? To say the pillow, we say la almohada. And to say the blanket, we say la cobija. Pillow, almohada, and blanket, cobija. Will you repeat with me? Here I go. La almohada y la cobija.
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 Excelente, amigos. If you haven't already, let's get nice and cozy under our warm cobijas and lay our cabezas down on our almohadas, because it's time to learn the final two words in tonight's episode, the words sleep and dream. To say sleep in Spanish, we say dormir. And to say dream, we say sueño. Dormir is to sleep, and sueño is dream. So repeat after me in a nice and peaceful voice. Dormir y sueño.
Dormir y sueño.
Dormir y sueño.
Dormir y sueño.
Great review, amigos. Now it's time to play a Spanish game together.
We hope you all are ready to have some fun.
Spanish game time!
Okay, amigos, in today's game, I'm going to read Mr. Mouse a bedtime story of my very own, but I'm going to need help from you while I'm writing it. It's kind of like a fill-in-the-blank story, and if we all get the answers correct, then by the end of the story, Mr. Mouse should be asleep. Mr. Mouse, are you comfy and cozy in your banana bed?
I sure am. All I need now is a bedtime story, and then it's off to Cheese World for me.
Cheese World?
Yeah, I have a recurring dream every time I sleep, where I'm running around in a world where everything is made of different types of queso. The flowers are made of Gouda, the grass is made of cheddar, and the rivers flow with a gorgeously smooth Velveeta.
That's actually kind of beautiful, Mr. Mouse. So, amigos, are you ready to help send Mr. Mouse to his dream world of queso? Great! Here we go! Once upon a time, there was a little mouse named Baby Cookie. Baby Cookie had spent the whole day running around in fields and playing with other little mice and gerbils. But now, el sol was beginning to set in el cielo, or the sky, and la luna was rising. Baby Cookie knew that before long, the day would turn into blank. What could this word be? Do you think it's el sueño or la noche?
Time's up, amigos. What's your guess? If you said la noche, you got it. Way to go. The day turned into the night.
Nice one, amigos. Okay, time to keep reading. Baby Cookie knew that the day would turn into la noche, so she ran back to her home, which was a cozy little space that she dug out in a giant mimosa tree, and got ready for bed. She put on her pajamas, brushed and flossed her teeth, and lay down on her blank. Amigos, what do you think this blank could be? Do you think Baby Cookie lay down on her dormir, or did she lay down on her cama?
Time's up, amigos. What's your guess? If you said cama, you got it. Way to go. Baby Cookie lay down on her bed.
Great work so far, amigos. I can see Mr. Mouse is starting to close one eye just a little bit.
Such a nice story.
Let's keep going, amigos. This time, there are going to be two blanks in a row, but don't worry. I'll be here to help if you need it. Baby Cookie crawled up into her cama, which was made out of 8 tiny cotton balls that she found outside the dumpster that day. It really was a cozy little cama. Baby Cookie stretched out her brazos or her arms up to the sky or el cielo and then laid them down by her sides. She slowly lowered her head down to rest on her blank and then pulled up a cozy warm blank over her body so she wouldn't get cold. Okay, amigos, time for your help. For the first word, do you think Baby Cookie laid her head down on la noche or on la almohada? Okay, keep that one in your brain. Now for blank número dos, did Baby Cookie pull up un sueño onto her body? Or do you think she pulled up a warm and cozy cobija onto her body?
Time's up, amigos. What's your guess? If you said la almohada for the first word and la cobija for the second word, you got it. Way to go. Baby Cookie laid her head down on her almohada, or her pillow, and covered herself up with her cobija, or her blanket.
Nice one, amigos. And look, Mr. Mouse's eyes are almost entirely closed. We're so close. I think after these next two words, he'll definitely be asleep. Let's go for it. Now that Baby Cookie's head was resting on her cozy almohada, and now that she pulled her cobija over her body, she was so comfy. She felt her body start to relax, all the way from her pointy little orejas or ears, down to her tiny little patas or paws. She closed her ojos and immediately went blank, and had the most beautiful blank, where she ran around wild and free in a world made entirely of queso. Okay, amigos, I need your help one last time. When Baby Cookie closed her ojos or her eyes, do you think she went cama or do you think she started to dormir? Okay, remember that thought. On to our last blank. Do you think Baby Cookie had a beautiful cobija about Cheese World or did Baby Cookie have a beautiful sueño about Cheese World?
Time's up, amigos. What's your guess? If you said dormir for the first word and sueño for the second word, you got it. When Baby Cookie closed her eyes, she went to sleep, which is dormir. And she had a beautiful dream, which is sueño.
Nice one, amigos. You all did such great work. And look, Mr. Mouse está dormido. Mr. Mouse is asleep. I think he's even talking in his sleep.
Gouda. Elvira.
Let's tiptoe out of the room so he don't wake him. Great work, amigos. You all did such an amazing job helping me write a bedtime story for Mr. Mouse.
Yeah, way to go, friends. You all are such hard workers. And now that we're getting towards the end of the episode, it's time to give one of our special listeners the chance to ask us a question about how to say a word or phrase in Spanish. Vanessa, who is this week's special listener?
Today's special listener is... River! River, ¿cuál es tu pregunta?
Hello, my name's River. And I wonder how to say wood in Spanish.
Hola, River. Qué gran pregunta. What a wonderful question. Wood is such an important resource in our world. So many things are made of it. Mi ukulele is made of wood.
Y mi guitarra is made of wood too.
The rocking chair that we have is made of wood.
And so is my desk. Wow, wood really is all over the place. But Vanessa, where does wood come from?
That's another buena pregunta. Wood is the structural tissue found in the stems and roots of trees and other woody plants. So when you look outside at a tree, the tree trunk and its branches are all made of wood. That's why it's so important that when we harvest a tree and use its wood to make things like instrumentos and furniture, we always need to plant a new tree in its place, because árboles, or trees, are such an important part of our ecosystem. In fact, árboles, or trees, produce 28% of all the oxygen on the planet. So if you're ever thinking of something that you could do to help our planet, you can always plant un árbol, or a tree.
That's so true, Vanessa. But hey, River and I both still want to know how to say wood in Espanol.
Oh yeah. To say wood in Espanol, we say la madera. So repeat after me, amigos, nice and loud. La madera.
La madera.
La madera.
La madera.
Muy bien, amigos.
Yeah, great work, friends. And thank you for your question, River.
Sí, gracias por tu pregunta, Río.
If any of you listeners out there ever want us to answer one of your questions, just visit us on eatyourspanishpodcast.com and you can send us in your question. And if you record your question on one of your parents' phones and send it to us, then you can have the chance of hearing your own voice on one of our podcasts. Well, amigos, that sound means it's time for us to say goodbye.
Thanks for joining us today for this special Sleep Your Spanish review episode.
We hope you all have una buena noche, and we look forward to seeing you all next time. All that's left now is to sing the goodbye song together.
We hope you'll sing along with us.
Amigos. Goodbye, friends.
Hasta luego. See you later. Thanks for listening to the Eat Your Spanish podcast. You can support our podcast by visiting patreon.com/eatyourspanish or by subscribing to it and leaving a review on iTunes. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, or on the web at eatyourspanishpodcast.com. Thanks for listening. Adios.